Hey, this is Girls on Road, an all-black female collective that exists to be heard. We're here to proudly represent our different experiences of black womanhood. We are a group of like-minded creatives, and each episode you hear from three of us. Speaking up today is...
Ray, Ewa,
and Aisha. And this episode's FAQ question is, are you a polka dots or a stripe gal?
What do you mean?
It's on clothes.
Okay.
On clothes. Patterns, what you think?
I would say polka dots. So it has to be like small polka dots, because then you could like work with that and it could be interchangeable. But stripes, it can change the way that you look sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Which is funny, because that's the point of this episode.
See? It's the FAQ connection. There we go.
Neither. I'm so sorry. I am not a fan of pirates. Okay, but if I had to choose one, I'd probably say polka dots as well, because stripes are just...
Really?
Stripes.
It's too much sometimes.
You can't avoid the fact that it's a pattern on your top or your trouser. But at least with polka dots, like, you can have the really, really tiny ones, and then it just looks like an accent, as opposed to like taking over. But that's me. I like block things. I don't really wear a lot of... Oh, actually, I'm wearing stripes right now. That's really interesting. It's not just stripes. It's like monochrome. Oh, I don't know.
Girl said neither, and then she's
maybe both.
The hypocrite is real.
I don't wear either.
Very rare. Oh my gosh. I'd say stripes. I love stripes. A thin stripe. Like you said with the polka dot, I like the thin stripe. I used to like the thick stripe when I was about 12. Mm-hmm. You know, that was just a vibe, zebra times. But the thin stripe, I like. Mm. I have a couple. It's just t-shirts. It's not like my outfit. It's not like a nice dress. But you know, just putting it on. Gives a little bit of dynamic to the basic everyday jean and t-shirt. I like.
I see that. I hear that.
So let's get into the check-in. The bit where we talk about our feelings, but for real. So, how has this week been going? We were just saying that we feel like there's been something in the air this past year. Yeah. I'm not just talking about with the pandemic. We're talking about life, just lifing.
Yeah.
But how has this week been? Let's just have a fresh outlook and just look at this week alone. How have you been feeling?
Me personally, this week, I've been feeling really good, but I've been actively trying to make sure that I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been making sure that, like, I sleep earlier, because if I'm sleeping earlier, then I wake up earlier. If I wake up earlier, then I have more time in the day for myself, and that makes me happier. Trying to like make sure that I like take my vitamins.
Yes.
Honestly, because I've realized as well that I suffer from like seasonal depression as well, and it hits me so hard. So if I don't take them vitamins, I'm finished. Honestly, that's me personally. But how have you guys been feeling?
I'd say like just a nice standard, just a standard cruising on a wave. Like, you know, I'm fine. I'm not particularly bad. In fact, maybe I'm even good. I'll just say like I dealt with life this week, and life didn't deal with me. Does that make sense?
Totally.
That's it. That's the best way to describe it.
I like that. I feel like I'm low-key on that wavelength as well.
Low-key.
Like, the week has not been without challenges. Of course, it's been with challenges. But I found that I've just been able to, like, just take them on and not let them affect me in a really bad way and actually, like, overcome them.
Yes.
Which has been really great. And one thing I've realised this week is I feel like I'm really stepping into my own and just owning, like, okay, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a lot of patterns that I used to do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Not happen. So it's been a great reflective progressive week,
making changes.
It's been good.
We like that. So there we go, we have a nice table full of happy people. Yes, John Legend. So we're gonna go on to our queen of the week, where we give flowers to the women that deserve it. Ray, let us know who is wearing the jewels today.
So my queen of the week is Wanmi Bello. Her recent episodes have been Slum Flower, Notes, people like that, but like she just goes in deeper and she talks about like serious issues, like stuff that they may be going on mentally or like with family, stuff like that. And the reason why I picked her specifically is because on her Instagram she does this like daily thing where she puts out her morning routine, and in her morning routine it's very like self-care, so like in the morning it'd be like affirmations, prayer, gym, stuff like that. And she also like helps with like a guide as well. I know she's doing one coming up, so definitely check out that when it comes out, and check out her YouTube channel as well.
Sounds like she's got everything like that you anyone would need to just live a like good life, which is always good, and always good recommendation. So from the celebration of others to that sweet needed self-love, it's gas girl gas, like yes girl yes, all about boosting each other up and acknowledging our achievements, no matter how big or small. Please take the floor. Positivity, we want it. Positivity. Pump it in. We're here. We already said that we are.
No, we are. It's true. Okay, my gas girl gas today is my eating and my body. I just haven't been looking after myself because I've been so busy with work that everything kind of has fallen to the wayside. And then I kind of had this thing where I was like, okay, it's time to stop. Like, because I was like eating really badly, drinking a lot, smoking a lot. And yeah, I just was in a lot of bad habits. And then I just kind of decided, I was like, okay, I'm going to cut down. I've stopped smoking. I haven't been drinking as regularly as I have been at all. Like, this week has been like once. I've had a drink when I was with friends. And I started like intermittent fasting again and healthy eating. But I'm also not putting pressure on myself to have it all done and dusted this week that I've just started. Like, I'm allowing myself to ease back into it and trying to just love my body regardless. And I'm really proud of myself because that's, it's been quite hard to do.
And has it helped?
Yeah, but I feel better without the guilt of, oh, you need to be at maximum output from now. Like, you need to be, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Doing it. But if I can, like, I fasted for 16 hours once this week. The rest of the days it's been like 14 hours or 13 hours. But I haven't put pressure on myself because I'm like, you're easing back into it.
Yeah.
So allow yourself to ease. But like, I haven't had a takeaway. And that's massive because I've been like, no matter what time I get home, I'm still going to just cook food.
Yes.
Because I know it's healthier for me. So it's been great. Like,
We love that for you.
Thank you, guys.
Also, like, just even like you just saying that you've been like actively trying to like work on yourself, and also like giving yourself the time, because I feel like a lot of the times when we want to work on ourselves, we sometimes put a pressure, like you just said, on ourselves and give ourselves like time constraints that just end up hurting us more than actually helping us. So I'm actually loving that you're being like much kinder to yourself, more understanding to yourself, honestly.
Thank you, Ray. Oh, that was like a hug. A vocal hug.
What about you?
For me, I would say, okay, so earlier last year, I was, or the year before, I don't know, COVID messed up a lot of stuff, but I was literally working for Mobos, and at the time, I wasn't happy with the pay, all of that stuff, and also, it wasn't necessarily what I wanted, and basically, I was like kind of beating myself up about it, because like over the year there was like no events, and also like I felt like just a bit of a loser, I'm not gonna lie. So but I was really hard on myself. So recently, which is the Gas Girl Gas, the Mobos have offered me a role permanently. But also the best thing about this role is it's completely adaptable and flexible to my schedule, and it's not something that it's gonna like hold me down so I can't do other things too, which I love.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. Thank That's you. Amazing.
It's being more like Switzerland. That's where they live like that. And, like, their bloody masters are free. Like, this is so, the world needs to cater around to like humans more, if that makes sense. It's like, you know, our needs.
Yeah, everybody's a freelancer, really.
For real.
Give people adaptation, please.
Please, Lord. And I'll say something similar to you, Ewa, actually. Basically, I just haven't been eating properly, period. So I've just like not been eating enough, really. And like you said, like, if I am eating, it's like one takeaway per day.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what? That's not enough food for a human. I need a good breakfast as well. Like, it was just a bit weird. Like, it was just thrown off. So I said to myself, okay, what's one staple thing? And I was like, porridge. So I've been having my porridge, my oats. I got some protein powder in there.
Gains.
I'm cut up some strawberries and berries and... Honestly, porridge changed your life, everybody.
Yeah, porridge, right. the prototype. I love it.
That's my gas on gas. I'm keeping that. I'm. Yes, I don't care.
Literally. Love that. Porridge. Love that.
Porridge is great.
Quaker oats.
Quaker oats, baby.
Quaker oats make you quake.
But on a real note, they're looking for a sponsorship. We are very available.
We will love oats. Have you ever seen a black person on the oats?
No. We should send them.
Yeah, we will.
If you're listening, tweet us and at Quaker Oats, please.
Honestly. Yeah.
Or Insta. Tell them, listen, sponsor Ashley.
Tell them black people eat oats too.
Black people eat oats too.
In fact, we probably endorse it.
I had Quaker Oats like consistently.
Yeah, same.
It was one of those things like rice. Never gone.
It's rice, cool. Spaghetti, oats. Honestly.
We really have. So let's step into the group chat where the tea is always hot and the talk stays steaming. This is a moment where we can talk about real things in a real way, providing our different perspectives to the conversations happening online and off. For centuries, us as women have been constantly under the spotlight, told what body shape is, inverted commas obviously, the most aesthetically pleasing, and we're here to explore how problematic that can be. And I think a good way to start off is just the general conversation of your own individual body fluctuation and kind of what you see, how you feel, and just, yeah, on that front.
Okay, so for me personally, it's really strange because when I grew up, like when I was younger, I don't know if you guys would like, obviously you guys watch shows and stuff and films, but there would be like so many films and shows that would always be like, oh, if someone is like bigger than a size 6, you're fat. Do you know what I mean? That was the consensus, which is just not true completely. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, because of that, I was always like a thicker girl when I was younger. And then over time, I like lost the weight. Mm-hmm. I was like so happy with myself. And then what ended up happening was being thick was now in fashion. And the body type that I had was not, well, I used to have, is literally in fashion, and the body type that I now changed myself to be wasn't attractive anymore. And like now I'm like, it's such a weird state to be in because it's like, you know that both are like completely wrong. Like you, because realistically, let's be honest, if you're on a planet by yourself, you wouldn't even care about any of this shit. Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean? At all. So really and truly, it's like,
so
when you think of it to yourself, like, and actually think about the stuff that you're doing to yourself to kind of be more socially acceptable. I mean, yeah, socially acceptable, I guess. It just doesn't really make sense. And for me, like, I've only started to realize that it's so silly because even, like, no matter where you go in the world, it's going to be different. Like, over here, the beauty standard is being slim and thick and, you know, doing all that. But then if you go to Africa, the bigger you are, the more beautiful you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very dependent on where you are. So definitely, if that's the case already, that doesn't even make sense. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Also, I have this thing of, like, what even is slim, thick? Like,
honestly,
you know what it is? A lie. Mm-hmm. It's not a possible thing.
It's not.
It's actually not.
There's no such thing as a normal size, but like what we've been socially conditioned to see as a normal size, it's that with thighs and a bum.
Yeah, but how?
But it doesn't like
for who can achieve that properly? Yeah. Like actually,
those
two things don't even actually go together on a human. And you can't actually achieve it. Like genuinely,
it's fucked.
It's so weird. It's surgery.
It's this manufactured body that's not real. And it's like, if you know, if that's your thing, that's your thing.
But, yeah, of course.
You know, we really like, I feel like we have this idea of things to aspire for in terms of bodies that just actually doesn't exist. And then that's why you have people killing themselves, literally killing themselves to look like it. Like, I remember talking about this with a few friends of mine and talk about like Meg Thee Stallion. Mm. I love Meg. Mm. A lot of people would like describe her slim thick. But Meg, especially because TV is warped, but Meg is actually like quite slim.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's obviously thick and but she's quite slim because she's a different body type, because she's black. That's why she's seen as slim thick.
Right.
When really she's just like, she's actually quite small. Right. She's a small girl. And that is the kind of stuff that kind of like will mess with your head. Because it's like thick was in for a bit. Then it was like, no, you can't actually be thick. It doesn't make any sense because that means that you're bigger, and bigger isn't accepted in general society. So actually, let's make it slim with a bun.
Yeah. I think I've always had this thing with my thighs. So it's not a thing and it is a thing. It's like a little weird, I don't know, it's in between. So like I've always, when I'm going out and stuff and when I take pictures, when I've got a skirt on or my legs are actually out, not in trousers, I always think, do I actually look like that? And the only part of my body that I care about really is my thighs, and because my thighs will always, actually always be big. They're never going to be small, my thighs. Like that's just my build, basically. But I've always thought to myself, you know that thing where you look in the mirror, but you're never going to actually know how you actually look? Because you're you, obviously.
Bro.
Honestly.
And it's like, and when I take photos, I'm like, my thighs look all right.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. But then I look in the mirror and I'm like, but are they they're bigger than people's? And I'm like, but I'm not too sure. But then in the photo shows them to be fine. Like, I'm not upset. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so I can't say black and white that I don't like my thighs, because that's not true. But I'm like, they are bigger than people's.
No, I still hear what you're saying. Sometimes I feel like I have like mild body dysmorphia, because I genuinely don't actually know what I look like. It very much just depends on my mental state. Like sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my god, like it's all horrible and I just want to like take it all off. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, it's actually okay. But I know that when I was younger, so obviously I'm like quite thick or bigger, I'm not small. But you know, when I was younger, one, everything was skinny. And two, all my friends were skinny. In primary school, I was like the tallest and the biggest one, and like one of three black people, because I grew up in Sheffield. And then secondary school, similar things. So I was just always like the odd one out. And I feel like that mindset has kind of like followed me everywhere. Like I remember I didn't feel socially, or I didn't feel like my body was socially accepted until I started seeing plus size models, and then be like, oh wow, that's actually a thing. And that was so defining and bolstering up my self-confidence. But prior to that, I felt so completely like my body just did not exist. Like I was just too big for anybody. And then you've got like culture as well, and like aunties and uncles and families being like, oh, you've put on weight, oh, you've lost weight, oh, you're too skinny, oh, you're too big. Like everybody just wants to comment.
I know.
Bare. So it, you know, weight is always, feels like it's always been I don't know if you guys, I'd be interested to find out how you feel, but weight or my body has felt like it's always been a subject matter in my life.
I feel you. I'm the same. Like honestly, even when I was younger, it's so funny. No, it's not funny. It's actually quite sad. But when I was But when I was younger, I went through a phase, or like a time period, where I was being called like fat every single day by either people from my school, my family members, to the point where like even my brother would say stuff like, you look like an overweight auntie, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? But like on a constant thing before the age of even like 13. So from like when I was a kid, being critiqued so much about my body, and then like now as an adult, people being like, oh, I love your body, or like you have like, you're just so this and that. But then when I look at myself in the mirror, if I'm being honest, and especially like you said, like when your mental health is just like declining, like I literally look in the mirror and just think like, I'm disgusting, I'm gross, which is not the case, and I know this, but at the same time I can't, or I haven't been able to overcome that part of myself. Even quite recently actually, like last week I was looking through pictures of myself and my body, and I was literally like, this is so gross, I'm so gross. And then today, looking at the same pictures, same videos, and I'm like, girl, I was killing it, like what the fuck is honestly. And it's just so weird. I feel like it's because it's so ingrained into us from when we're children. Like even the small comments from like you're saying, like aunties, uncles, or even like in school, like comparing yourself to other girls because that's what everyone else is like talking about and doing. And it's just something that does stick with you, you know. It's really, it's a strange place to be.
I really feel that. I think that growing up, everything is really important, right, in your formative years. But I think it's surprising how the things that you hear will then in some way begin to define how you see yourself until until there's a shift in that, until you actively like have to try and change it, which is the thing I find really damaging. And I personally just try to avoid talking about anyone's bodies in that way. I just don't think it's something that needs to be brought attention to. Like, if I think you look nice, I'll say, oh, you look really nice, but I won't make it about a body part or some part of your body, 100. Because then, you know, you just feel like you're a piece of meat. And then when you add, like, you know, men into that, it just becomes a whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the picture that racist painted of the black woman, that Kim K did really messed up depiction of in a magazine, but it's like that that image, you know, seeing it, a lot of people would associate it with something that was like really ugly or this and that, but really that's just a woman in her natural form, and it was captured, and she was actually really beautiful. Words are really, you know, powerful. How we speak to ourselves are really powerful.
I think also images, and I think a lot of people, so I do feel, and I'm sure a lot of people don't, but I do feel like the good media companies have really moved away from, like you said, talking about bodies, anything to do with, like, actually, like, bodies, like, they don't really speak about anymore, especially, like, in print. Maybe more, obviously, shitty Daily Mail, like, I'm not talking about them, I'm talking about, like, those actual media brands that have realised how damaging it can be, have kind of moved away from it. But I do find that images and your everyday, for example, influencer has not, and that's why it still feels so current. And I think people trip up by accident sometimes. For example, I saw Molly May uploaded, you have to talk about her because she's Molly May, like, she's like one of the most influential people
in the UK, 100%,
and especially online awareness. And she uploaded this video, What I Eat in the Day video, and her thumbnail is, there's something else in it, I can't remember what it is, but I was drawn to the smaller left part of the thumbnail, which is a body, which shows basically before she started working out properly and when she did. Now,
oh man, that's so damaging.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh.
And it's so crazy because it's like, even though you're still like the standard of like beauty within the UK, do you know what I mean? You're still considered as beautiful no matter what. Like, and I feel like no matter what your size is, even like if you are going to upload a What I Eat in a Day, you shouldn't, like, it should be more focused on like health and trying to improve.
The thing is, the stuff, actual, this is the problem. This is why I call it slip up, because the video is that, but the thumbnail, she thought,
because it's clickbait, right? You know, you want people to be like, oh yeah, but the problem is the mindset behind that is you want people to see it who kind of want, either want to lose weight or don't like how they look, or are looking for any way to just change and be smaller. You want them to look at it, be like, oh my god, that looks amazing, I'm going to click on this video and give her the likes for that. And that, like, that's just feeding into what we already know is there. I really like, you know, love Love Island. Love Island is really funny. I don't love it. I don't watch it that much. But I say, when it's on, I'll be part of the Twitter discourse. It's jokes.
Childish, you know, is the best thing to ever come.
It joins the Twitterverse together.
That is so funny. Michael just
like, yeah, isn't it Childish? Yeah,
that made me laugh so much.
Like, it's fun. I enjoy it. But also, every single person that is on that show is like a stock image of a man or a woman, not even necessarily someone who identifies as like non-binary or trans. Like, it's all the same kind of same people. Bullshit. They literally regurgitate and find the same kind of people every single year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even the black people just look like...
Cats and cats.
They look the same. No, bro. They look just like... It's like they've tried to find like the identical... Yeah. You know, the way that they dress and how they... like, how they look after themselves. It's always that clean cut, preppy boy, sculpted ting. Same thing with the girls. Like, that's... People don't... Obviously, people look like that, but people don't look like that. No. And then, like, when you have people who are slightly bigger, and slightly bigger is that they're just normal size.
Yeah.
They come out and usually get incredibly smaller because they probably feel like, oh, I'm, you know, ooh, I don't want to be the one that's like bigger than everyone else. I just think that stuff is so damaging. I really hate it. I just want everybody to love their bodies and love who they are, because it's really, and you don't see enough influences of that, you know. I follow this one person on Instagram, but she just posts stuff about her body and she's very body positive. And one of the posts was just about her and she's standing in front of the mirror and she's got her belly over the sink and her partner's next to her. And she's like, and she just has this massive post about, look how far we come. I'm so happy that I have someone I can be this comfortable with and I can share this with all of you. And I was having a really shit day that day. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, people are normal.
Yeah.
It's a thing. I just think there needs to be more, even on TV, on everything. Mm-hmm. We're surrounded, less now, but we're surrounded by images of the same kind of body to aspire to.
And it's really like, even the wording that they use as well is really damaging too. Because even like going back to like the Love Island thing, even, I don't know if you know, like Anna that was on there, she had that huge blow up. Essentially, like, I remember when she came into the villa, everyone was like, yeah, this is going to be Love Island's first plus size person contestant. And they made such a big deal out of it. And I was... Everyone literally on Twitter was like, she's not plus size
at all.
BBL.
What are you literally talking about? Honestly.
Honestly. In a way, like, it does make me feel happy to be in my own skin, because I'm just like, bruh, I don't actually care for like that judgment like on me. I just want to be me kind of thing. So just take me back to like, yeah, just like thinking, okay, well, just want to stay happy with myself. I think there's times, I've been saying, I've been taking lots of gym breaks, and I would like for like at least like a month at a time, which is actually way too long. Not because my body, but because it makes me feel like, ugh. And then in that, in turn, it does make me feel like my body isn't the best, but it's only because my mindset in a way is bad, which is funny. So I do think the more we focus on positive mental well-being, the more happier we'll be in our actual like physical attributes. So I think that's probably like one of the routes to solving like this massive problem that's been created for centuries because of media depiction, is more well-being, more support, more money and funding into just looking after people within society.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like the future of body positivity or acceptance of that is one, like, people being allowed to be individuals, and to set kind of their own path, so then they don't feel like they have to like adhere to anything that society's throwing at them, because they can just be themselves. But I think the second is actually about education, and what we teach our children in schools. I have any children, but do you know what I mean, like, the world's children, my future children, by grace, like what we teach them. Because I think a lot of this can be counteracted if at that young, really malleable age you're told, you know, there's different kind of bodies in this world, and that's all fine. Like, there's ways to be healthy, and just because you're healthy doesn't mean you have to be this small, but it also doesn't mean you have to look like this. Like, it's all accepted. Like, do you know what I mean? Getting people who are trained to teach young people those kind of things. I just feel like it would, I don't know, revolutionize how we feel about themselves, how young people feel about themselves, especially in this day and age where TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, do you know what I mean? All the platforms, it's like you're getting the same kind of thing.
Definitely. I saw this fitness influencer who was talking about how essentially she was saying how like it's just so heartbreaking, because she'll see like 12-year-olds, like girls as young as 12, come into her and be like, oh, I want a body like yours. Like, you're 12, you're a kid, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like social media especially has warped like how we view our bodies and other people's bodies, because majority of the time, I promise you, majority of the people on Instagram, they don't look like that at all. Like, even if you see them on the street, you'd be thinking, wait, like, hold up, bamboozled. Kids need to be like taught this, because if they're not taught this, this is gonna, like, if it was bad for us as kids watching it in films and stuff, which wasn't even like, we wasn't always watching films and always watching TVs and stuff, whereas kids nowadays 24/7 they're on that phone.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it happens. I literally remember at the beginning of this year, January to Feb, I took a month of social media, ended up being 2 months. And when I came, like, when I came back and started looking, I was like, this is actually why I feel crappy about myself a lot of the time, because you don't realize how much like these images, you're absorbing them in. Your brain is literally making connections about bodies and how they should look like on a daily because you're looking at it in your screen. And of course, it's literally warps how you see yourself in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So when I took that break, I came back because I was feeling really good about myself and blah, blah, blah. I opened my phone. The first thing I see is like some model, size zero, flat stomach, like looking all glazed and bronzed. And I was like, well, I don't know about this. Do you know what I mean? I think, yeah, social media breaks are important.
That's a really good active, I was going to say tip. Is it a tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels more than a tip, but a good active like point for people to like be able to take away from this episode and like think about what they kind of like look at. I guess it's another boundary that you can set for yourself to help.
Yeah. Definitely. And just how I think like my big thing, I suppose my call to action for everybody listening is just like, it's about how you speak about yourself. Like, it's really easy. In some way, we're kind of indoctrinated to be like, oh, I don't look very good today. If someone compliments you, you're like, I mean, not really, but thank you. I even do it. But like, do you know what I mean? Change how you talk about yourself, you know?
Own it.
You own it. Nice. Own everything about yourself. Like, own the fupa, own the thighs, own being small, own being petite, all that stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Walk in your power. Because ultimately, a lot of these things that you're seeing, they don't want you to do that because they want you to buy products that make you think that you're walking in your power. But you can do that all on your own. You don't need any of that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on! You better spit some of those bars by the way, later. So, we're going to finish the show with Street Smart, which illuminates Black excellence in the shape of businesses and artistry. So, who is shining for you, Ella?
Okay, so today there's a Black owned company called Jammy, and they're great. There's a lot of Black businesses. It's basically a directory, so if you Google them, that you can see lots of different types of Black businesses and buy things from them, and they'll show you their website. Jammii, so it's two I's, not one.
Perfect. As a collective, we are more than a podcast. We also produce music shows mixed by our very own DJs. And Girls on Road is all about collaboration. So if you're listening and happen to be a woman of colour who happens to be a DJ as well, please do hit us up. It's girlsonroad@gmail.com, and we'll work together to create a visual asset for your mix and make sure that we shout about it from the rooftops. We also are going to have a class called Bubble and Shake. It is going to be basically in abundance, a booty slash just feel good dance class.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
And it's going to be taught by our very own Kemi. So we'll keep you in the loop with that in our future episodes, but it's coming in the new year. New year, new shaking. Okay. So there we go. Events are happening. You've been on Red with
Ella,
Ray,
and Aisha. And make sure you search us on our socials. It's Girls on Road, spelled like GYALS.
At just Ray Meyer.
At Auntie Ella. That's Auntie with an IE. Ella spelled EWA. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Maybe.
Okay, prestige.
I will. I'm not prestige. That's not the word.
I don't think I'll follow you. No, I'm joking. mine's Aisha Charles. AYESHA Charles. So, you make sure you hit us up so you can bop to our mixes,
learn from the conversation,
and join the party.
We out! Woo!